Tony Siragusa. I am going to describe him as looking like the guy they send around to break your legs when you haven't paid your bookie. And he does. That's what he looks like.
The voice of the late, great Myron Cope, who spent decades as the color analyst for the Pittsburgh Steelers, worked WTAE television, and his radio show is legendary. And as we get ready for the Steelers home opener on Sunday, I thought, I got to introduce you to Dan Joseph. Dan is an author. He's also a broadcaster and somebody that knows Pittsburgh very well. Behind the Yoy, the life of Myron Cope, legendary Pittsburgh Steelers broadcaster. Dan works for the Voice of America and joins us right now from our nation's capital. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Give us a little bit about your background, why, after all these years, you're so interested in Myron Cope.
Well, wait, before I get into that, I just want to say it's great to be on KDKA, someplace special. I grew up listening to guys like, you know, Jack Bogut in early in the morning, and when I woke up too early, Perry Marshall. I didn't come from a household that listened to Myron Cope, strangely enough, and I never met him. But I knew him very well because he was, you know, ubiquitous in the Pittsburgh market. And I had an appreciation of him, but that started when I was 15. I was reading a book called The Game That Was about old football players. I looked on the spine, and there was the name Myron Cope. To that point, I didn't know he had been a sports writer before becoming the ubiquitous presence that he was on WTAE.
Yeah, sports writer at a very high level for Sports Illustrated when that magazine really mattered.
Yeah. I mean, he was among the elite sports writers in the nation. He got paid big bucks to write personality profiles on people like Muhammad Ali or Jerry West or Jim Brown, people like that. You know, I always knew who he was, certainly. And a couple of years ago, through a connection with my wife and a friend of a friend, I started talking to Elizabeth Cope. She had saved all this material that Myron left, including photos and scrapbooks and contracts and tapes. And we decided that, you know, there was more to Myron's story. He had written an autobiography, but there was more to the story. So I dived into that, and here we are today, 2.5 years later, with the new book.
I knew Myron very well, worked directly with him for 6 years at WTAE and produced some works with him, and then stayed connected over the years. His daughter Elizabeth, obviously, still in the Pittsburgh area, and for those that don't know, Myron passed 2008 at the age of 79, the first pro football broadcaster to be elected into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2005, presented by Pete Rozelle. He was a legend not only here, but certainly around the country, and in particular with the National Football League. So what kind of reaction are you getting? We're with Dan Joseph, the author of Behind the Yoy, The Life of Myron Cope. What are people saying to you?
Oh, well, we've had a couple book signings, and the turnout was strong and enthusiastic. The book is selling pretty well, and people just love to tell stories about Myron. You know, I met some of his other old colleagues at one of the book signings at Barnes & Noble in South Hills Village, and we have a Myron Cope channel on YouTube, and that gets a lot of views. We posted video him the other day of a confrontation he had with the Bengals coach Sam Wyke back in 1989, and people were writing in saying, I was listening to this live, and I remember every minute of it. Myron, he's left the building, but his voice is still echoing around Pittsburgh.
Well, if you go to a Steelers game, man, the fans who'll be coming on Sunday, you see those terrible towels, and I'm sure a lot of young fans don't realize it was the brainchild of Myron Cope, of course. The Steelers put up a video where it kind of gives you a mini history, which is tremendous. And the response he gets, even now, right before kickoff in particular, is absolutely electrifying.
Yeah. The towel. You go everywhere in the world. We talk to people for the book. One guy, he started taking the towel on his international travels, and he would meet people in Chile who knew what the towel was and who it came from. And this particular guy, he took the towel to the top of Mount Everest. He's that much of a fan. I think that the towel has, you know, Myron actually said in a radio interview back in the mid-90s that he thought the towel had taken a permanent place in Steeler lore and in Pittsburgh lore. And I think he was right. I think it's going to exist as long as the Steelers exist, and that'll always keep Myron Pope's memory alive.
I can hear his voice, and we still get to hear him at those Steeler games where he says, you know, they wanted him to come up with a gimmick. And so he came up with the towel. But the beautiful part about the towel was he wanted the proceeds. Once it really caught on and became a commercial success, he wanted the Allegheny Valley School, which works with children, including his own son originally, who were dealing with autism in the spectrum, to that money to keep coming to them to fund all these years later the work they do there, right?
Right, right. And his son still lives at that school. Danny Pope is, you know, he's nonverbal. And he's spent over 40 years at the Allegheny Valley School. And they received the royalties. And, you know, that was a very generous gesture on Myron's part. He had reaped some royalties from the towel. And then at some point he decided, I'm going to give this all to this good cause.
Well, you know what, Dan? We got to have you, and I'd love to have Elizabeth Cope in studio sometime when you're going to be up this way, maybe coming up for a game and a book signing.
I'd be happy to. Glad to.
And what do you do now for Voice of America?
Well, I'm an editor. I'm actually not on the air. I edit stories coming in from, you know, all over the world, really. That's my daily job there.
All right. Well, congratulations. Excited to read the full book. And again, let's have you guys in studio. We'd love it.
Okay, Larry. We'll be there.
All right. Dan Joseph, along with Elizabeth Cope, Behind the Yoy, The Life of Myron Cope, Legendary Pittsburgh Steelers Broadcaster. And my friend...